You don't want me talking Doctor Who. You want somebody who lives, eats and breathes Doctor Who. And that is an 11-year-old boy, okay? I know loads of you probably listening right now identifying with that. So I will hand over without further ado to my son Jude.
Hi, it's Jude. I'm here with David interviewing him.
Hi, Jude.
Hi, David. I've got some questions for you about some of the episodes and Doctor Who.
Right. Are these going to be difficult?
No, they're not very difficult at all. They're just like questions about what you've done.
Okay.
Have you ever hurt yourself when you've been filming at all?
I don't think I've ever hurt myself badly when I was filming. I've cut myself quite a lot. The TARDIS. All the bits and pieces on the TARDIS. I think you might know, because I think you might have visited the TARDIS.
Yeah, on our first trip there, Mum broke it.
Yeah. She did.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I was always breaking it. It's quite breakable.
Yeah.
And all the bits and pieces and the bits of junk that are all lying around, they're quite sharp.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the scenes where you're trying to, you know, bat around the TARDIS console and flick lots of switches at once, I used to cut my fingers. To be honest, I felt like it hadn't been a successful TARDIS scene if I didn't come away with at least one elastoplast on at the end of it.
Yeah. We have another question from my brother Cass.
Okay.
What's your favourite gadget that you've used or something?
You mean in Doctor Who, particularly?
Yeah, in Doctor Who.
Well, obviously the sonic screwdriver is hard to beat, but I'm quite a fan of the stethoscope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you always used those.
Yeah, I used to, because that was, and the reason why I'm a fan of it is because that was my idea. So I quite liked it when it then started appearing in the script unprompted. I quite liked that. I felt like I'd contributed to the legend.
That's good. Would you ever return for like a special once you've been gone? So like he returns
the 14 Doctors or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, never say never. Peter Davison was the Doctor when I was about your age, and he came back and did a bit with me. So I'm sure it's, you know, might happen.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And they gave me my costume, so I think that's the expectation, that I have to bring it back if the call ever comes.
Yeah.
I have to be able to fit into it, though. That might also be tricky in 10 years' time.
Yeah, that might be hard.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when you were filming with those water men thingies on Mars?
Apart from the fact that they're really quite spooky. And for the poor guys in those suits, you kind of worried for them a little bit, because they've got water pouring out of their mouths all the time and down their faces, and they're in wet clothes the whole time.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it was just run, because they were very quick, and we had to get away from them. And you've seen the story. One drop of water and it's all over. So you have to get away from that water at all costs.
Yeah.
So I guess I was just thinking of that, really.
Yeah.
Trying to run faster.
Yeah, that's...
I spent a lot of the last 4 years trying to run as fast as I can.
Yeah, in every episode.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Have you ever, like, cried when you're watching, like, one of your episodes, like, when Rose went?
Do you know what? I had a little cry the other day because I saw the final episode that I've done. Aww. I saw it for the first time. And I will confess to having had a little cry.
So it must be sad then.
It's got some sad bits. Yeah, it's got some pretty sad bits.
Where will you like watch your final your final proper episode? Will you like
go with
family members?
Maybe something like that. I don't really know. I don't, because we don't actually know when it's going to be broadcast yet. So I don't know where I'll be. But I'm sure I'll be on the sofa somewhere watching it with some significant others.
Yeah.
Where will you be?
I'll probably be at home watching it.
Yeah.
Mum crying.
Do you think your mum will cry?
Yeah, definitely.
Will she definitely cry?
Definitely.
Does she always cry?
Yes.
Do you ever cry?
I cried at the Rose one because I found that really moving.
Yeah, good.
I was sitting in, we got one of those cars with the TVs in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And it had me, Cass, and my friend Jake.
Uh-huh.
And we were all sitting back in there and we were watching the episode. We were sitting there and we were like... We were just sitting in the back of the car, about to cry.
Good.
It's good
to have a bit of a cry now.
Yeah, it's
again.
Very moving.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, well, I think we might make you cry at Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope so.
You get a different class, different quality of interview, don't you, when it's small children asking the questions, and different responses as well from the people who are being interviewed. You can see how I fare against David Tennant when he does the road trip with us. It's very revealing, very entertaining, and you'll hear that tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the show. So thank you very much indeed to Jude and Doctor Who. You will not be disappointed. The Water of Mars is a brilliant.